Arm. Todd Mitchell, this is Scott Hillen, New Year's Eve edition of What's On Your Mind. Big plans for New Year's Eve, Todd?
Chilling.
Chilling.
literally, given the weather.
No kidding.
And then trying to remember to not write 2013 as I write things tomorrow. Otherwise, I was supposed to write December 32nd on everything or something. How about you?
I'll be screwing that up until probably March. Yeah. We're
going to
hang out with the neighbors. We never make it till midnight because we're fuddy-duddies. We're going to hang out with the neighbors, and I think there's a little snow crab in our future tonight, and some pork chops.
There you go.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of
a mango? I haven't figured out the dinner yet. I know we got the wine ready and chilled and ready to go.
Have you ever heard of a mangalista pig?
A mangalista? That sounds like it's a citrus pig or something like that.
Well,
I haven't.
The meat, the pork in a mangalista pig is supposed to be just absolutely extraordinary. A friend of mine that raises these dropped off some pork chops and some bacon for me to try tonight.
Oh.
We're going to include that in the hors d'oeuvre roundup of tonight's.
If you happen to have any extra bacon left over when you see me next time. Just remember who your bacon-loving friend is here.
I will. And, of course, we could send you out to Mandan and TJ and the crew to hook you up with some of that awesome Cloverdale bacon.
Perfect.
That's every bit as good. But I'll let you know how the mangalista thing goes. A friend of mine is actually selling. He has like four pigs that he's selling. So I don't know if you have a freezer that can handle like 250 pounds of mangalista pork. He's got a heck of a deal. 350
pounds. I've got a whole backyard that's a freezer right now.
There you go. Whatever. We don't even need,
just throw it out in the backyard. It'll be fine.
We'll do it like they did
for
on the,
few months.
The old days. By the way, I want to thank Bob Weefold, the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee. I tell you, that's such a fun project. And I just think about the USS North Dakota delivering Navy SEALs on special missions, keeping this country safe, and my heart swells. And really can't wait for folks to be able to participate in this. Just want to quickly tell you again, the website is USSND.com. And if you want to get a donation in, tax deductible for the 2013 tax year, just date it today and send it to USSND, P.O. Box 1675, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502, and make your checks payable to BMCF, USS, North Dakota. It's Bismarck Mandan Community Foundation, USSND. Any donor of $100 or more is acknowledged in the commissioning booklet, and you can do that in the name of loved ones, veterans. So what a really neat thing. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. It's a Talk Radio Town Hall New Year's Eve edition. In a moment, take your calls, but first, breaking news out of Castleton, North Dakota, a community evacuated because of the derailment and explosion of a train there yesterday just west of Castleton. The sheriff of Cass County that's been managing the emergency situation on the scene joins us for an update now, Paul Laney. Sheriff Laney, thanks for joining us on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having us on. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and the public.
Give us the latest about the situation as it is happening right now. Is this still burning?
There are still cars burning. The fire has gone down substantially, but there's certainly still a number of cars within the wreckage that are burning. And right now the NTSB and members of the BNSF response team are all on scene monitoring that and making the assessment of what they're going to do, and also conducting their investigation. So that part of it is ongoing, and they're on scene as we speak, as they have been all night. It's been a busy night at the scene. They moved a lot of the cars that were, you know, kind of scattered around the wreckage, got them out of the way so they could move in closer to the fire, and that's what they're doing now. But the fire itself has gone down substantially. The plume has gone down quite a bit, which we're very excited about. Plus, the wind is shifting to a safer direction and pushing it away from the city. So that's good news for us, too.
We've had a number of questions from listeners related to, you know, suppressing the fire. Somebody said, why don't you just put the fire out? And that isn't exactly an easy thing to do. There's certain chemicals that are necessary for putting out an oil fire, as we understand. But explain that process of containing the fire and mitigating the damage, Sheriff.
Well, I guess first and foremost, I would say if it was as easy going out and putting it out, we'd have gone out and put it out. It doesn't work that way. I'm not a fire suppression expert. You'd have to talk to the fire crews. But they have a set plan of how, I mean, to get as close to that as they need to, and the things they need to do, that just wasn't a possibility. And even talking to the fire personnel to get on scene and to get that close to it and the types of things that they needed to suppress it, that just wasn't an option at the time. They have a number of response plans. They have response teams here from Texas, from Minneapolis, and then a crew in from Minot. So they certainly have the people on scene that know what they're doing and are dealing with it. So as far as what their techniques are, I'm not a fire expert. I'm a sheriff, and I'm not going to even try to comment because I don't know what their techniques are. What we're doing right now is a number of things. One, focusing on the city of Castleton, the people we've had to evacuate, the residents of Castleton, and then securing that scene. Our job is to make sure that there's an inner perimeter and an outer perimeter, and an inner perimeter that contains the incident, and an outer perimeter that keeps people out of it so that they're not in danger. And we're making sure that that's happening. We've got the scene sealed up very tight. So they can work and make their assessments, so the federal investigators can do their job and BNSF can do their cleanup. So all that's been going on. They've been on scene really from minute one and getting it done. It's pretty impressive to watch their response. But some of this stuff just takes time. And when you're dealing with hazmat, as we were with this, both from the crude oil itself and then from the fire, I mean, anybody that saw that explosion, this wasn't a campfire. This thing blew, and it blew numerous times as numerous cars went up and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of feet up into the air. So it was a very dangerous situation. And then we had to deal with the plume of smoke. And as the winds shifted last night, we had a 100% concurrence with every expert involved that we had to ask the citizens of Castleton to evacuate.
Talk about that process, because obviously that was managed flawlessly by your team and other law enforcement folks to literally evacuate in a matter of hours an entire community of Castleton, which is what, a couple thousand folks, I suppose.
About 2,500 people, and we did not issue a mandatory order. We strongly recommended a voluntary evacuation. I can't tell you, Scott, how impressed I am with the citizens of Castleton, North Dakota. They were orderly. They trusted in their in what we were telling them and the information that we were giving them. We were able to evacuate probably 65 to 70% of this community without one crash, without one accident, without one mishap, on top of having to deal with everything else. It went very, very smooth. And I think it's a credit to the people at Castleton, and it's a credit to the training that we do. We've done a number of these types of drills. We have a saying, you train as you fight, because you'll fight as you train. Dealing with an armed suspect, or we're dealing with a situation like this, the principles of your training and how you run a command post and how we respond in a unified response are all the same, and it was certainly put to play here, and we're very, very pleased with the results, how it went down, and where we're at right now. And basically right now is assessment this morning. We're working with the people that are here monitoring the air. They are continually in contact with our people and with the health officer from Cass County. Once we get a thumbs up from him, which we have not received yet, we'll start getting people back into their homes. But we're not going to do that until I can look them in the eye and tell them they're safe to go home.
Two quick questions. I know you're busy and being inundated with media requests literally from around the country, around the world. A lot of focus on this particular incident has been made national and international news. But I do want to know, just from the standpoint of the evacuation, again, as a precautionary measure, was there any, experts that said that there, if the wind shift a certain way, that the smoke could cause damage? Was it precautionary, or was there a real threat to the health of individuals there?
Both. It was precautionary because we were able to beat it before it happened, but there were definitely a very real threat with that type of carcinogens that are inside that, the particles that come out of that. When I had a chance to read a printout that the hazmat team brought in that showed us what's in those types of smoke and what would go into the body if it was heavily inhaled, and it kind of makes the hair on your neck stand up. And we knew that, we had good information, we had good intel from the weather service and the people involved that the winds were going to shift. Initially, they were coming out of the north and they were pushing the plume to the south, which was a little safer. But we had good information that the winds were going to shift and they were going to start coming out of the northwest to the west to the southwest and back to the west. And that's exactly what they did. And which would push that right over the community. And we have a responsibility to protect the citizens and to give them the best information we can. And as heavy as that smoke was, as thick as it was, we couldn't risk and wait, thinking, hoping that it would go somewhere else. We had to deal with it, knowing it was going to come, and we didn't want people evacuating or where we're walking them through that cloud or walking them through those toxins to get to a car and go. So we had a 100% concurrence around the command post that we needed to do this, and certainly backed up when the crew got here on Arkansas. They were, you know, you guys did the right thing. We're very, very complimentary of the decisions made and why we did it. So that was very comforting to hear that from that type of expert. And, you know, now let's get these people back home as soon as we can. But we're not going to do that until we can tell them they're safe.
Only 10 seconds left, but any plausible reason this happened yet? Do we know anything about why it happened?
We don't, but I can tell you the people that will find out are in country here. A number of them are on scene, and I know they're doing a press conference here. The NTSB is going to be doing a press conference here shortly. Their investigators are rolling in as we speak, and they'll be getting to the bottom of this. And
Sheriff Paul Laney, thank you so much for your time today. We know you're busy. Sheriff Paul Laney, Cass County Sheriff, with an update from the scene.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We're 14 hours away, just a little under 14 hours away. T-minus 14 hours. Do you have the lever on the ball tonight at Times Square in New York City, Todd? Did I hear that correctly? That they've asked for Mr. K-Fire himself to actually lower the ball, lower the boom tonight? Is that happening?
Well, I do have a miniature replica of it. I think that's probably what you actually saw. But we'll fire off our own here.
You know what I'm doing on New Year's Day?
What are you doing? Probably nothing.
Winging my way to Frisco, Texas, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm
leaving
a day earlier than I needed to because Delta Airlines is doing well these days, evidently, because if I flew on Thursday, it was $1,900.
Yeah.
Kidding me? No kidding. So it was...
wonder how many Bison fans are paying that kind of coin to do that, then.
Unbelievable. I think a lot of folks are driving. We're going to talk with them, a few of them, on Thursday on the way down. But we'll be broadcasting live from Frisco, Texas, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Speaking of which, if you get a chance today, stop into one of the PetroServe USA locations, 21 of them throughout North Dakota. Of course, Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Fargo, Moorhead, all the way up to Bemidji, Minnesota. 21 locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. And PetroServe USA are the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And if you pull up to an E15 pump, you're going to save 20 cents a gallon, get you back under $3 because it's inched back upwards there a little bit. You also can fill up your tum-tum with that 4 for $4 special, where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4, and that's all day, every day. That special's always good. But get registered for the Bison football pregame show giveaway. The PetroServe USA sponsors the big $10,000-plus cash giveaway. Another couple of lucky winners for the final Bison game of the season. Going for a three-peat in Frisco, Texas. And the PetroServe USA studios will be traveling down to Frisco, Texas to bring you a coverage of that event. We're looking forward to that on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that. All right, 22 past the hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for a special New Year's Eve edition of our talk radio town hall. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Congressman. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. Thanks, Scott. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And you're going to ring in the New Year in style by marrying off a daughter of yours, huh?
I am. Our baby Annie, our baby daughter Annie, is getting married to a wonderful guy, Nick. And so they chose this holiday weekend to get married. And then, of course, I'm sure they had no idea that there'd be a national football championship game going on when they planned it, although we all knew about that for a year, didn't we? But but so anyway, we are, the family is going to be celebrating another son-in-law into our family, and his family a daughter-in-law into theirs. And they're a great couple. We're very excited about it.
I bet Abel's fired up.
Abel's fired up. Abel is one of the great troopers of all time. I mean, for a six-year-old, the poor guy has had to go to Washington, D.C., you know, in the last year four times, put on a sport coat and pretend he's a congressman. And he goes, you know, wherever we go, as long as there's a swimming pool, Abel's good. So he's a good trooper and he's a good traveler. By the way, in case anybody's wondering, if you travel a lot with kids, get an iPad.
They really they keep occupied well. It passes the time well, doesn't it?
It sure does. Well, they get really good at it.
I wanted to ask you about this situation at Castleton, North Dakota, and obviously big news also up in Grand Forks yesterday. So a couple things we'll start there, and then we'll welcome your calls and questions and comments on any topic for Congressman Cramer. Mike and Bismarck already ready to go. We're going to get to you first here, Mike. And anybody else wants to weigh in, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What was your reaction when you heard about the train derailment at Castleton?
Well, the first reaction is that's awfully close to home. You know, you get just a pit in your stomach. And I learned about it along with our two senators, John Hoeven and Heidi Heitkamp. And we were with our Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley. We were all together in Grand Forks when the news broke. And you just get a pit in your stomach because, of course, the first thought is, is everybody okay? You know, because that's pretty serious business when you start hearing about train derailments that result in explosions. And so once that all gets sort of got cleared up, and while danger was, you know, looming for hours, not just at the moment, you know, there's that relief of, people's safety. But then you just, you know, you start thinking about the future and the policies that, the importance of obviously transportation and how does Congress respond? How do local communities respond? And so far, it's been quite an emotional ride, to be honest with you.
Is there anybody to blame here? I mean, sort of a natural reaction to point fingers when incidents like this happen, but what's your initial blush on the reasons, the cause, or whether a blame game's appropriate?
Well, I don't think a blame game's appropriate, certainly not at this point, Scott. I mean, there's so many factors that go into this. Not the least of which is that there's a lot of, there's an increase in traffic on our railroads. And that's not, you know, all in all, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. A railroad, a rail line is a sunk investment. It's an infrastructure that has so much capacity to it and most of it underutilized. And we're seeing a time now in North Dakota where there's an, you know, an increase in the use of the capacity of a railroad. And, but you have that, you have the, you know, you have the fact that, I think in many respects, we have a cultural, you know, clash that continues to go on where you have, you know, you have rail that's traditionally used for moving, you know, different goods and services, obviously most prominently in these parts, are agricultural commodities. And now you're sharing that with, this new product and these new trains. And so that, you know, I guess I'm not overly interested in the blame game. I don't know what caused the derailment in the first place. Nobody does, but the right people are there to find that out. We look forward to that. And I think the important thing is to not jump to any, you know, conclusions too soon.
Speculation is dangerous on the cause. I have heard from some folks in the industry and who were on the scene yesterday that the cold was likely a culprit here. And Bob Wiefeld made the insightful point when he joined us last hour to say oil was the victim here. I mean, it was the grain train headed west that derailed into the oil train, you know, and that's another inconvenient fact for some of the critics. Last question on this before we go to Mike. Is this an argument for more pipelines? Is this an argument for the Keystone XL pipeline?
Well, you know, it's another demonstration, of course, that pipelines, you know, that we need everything because, again, we're well over 70% of Bakken crude being shipped by rail. You're not going to make all of that up overnight. But I think it is an argument for more diversity in our transportation infrastructure and certainly pipelines. We've got a lot of catching up to do. We know pipelines are the safest, most efficient way to move crude oil. So, you know, I don't know that this particular incident is an argument. I think there's going to be lots of speculation about the type of crude that Bakken is. Obviously, you know, we see that when, you know, Bakken crude, rail cars derail, they tend to explode, which is somewhat unusual in the crude oil business. So I think there needs to be further research into that and how do we avoid that and how, you know, what kind of cars as we build in the future. By the way, you know, the demand for tanker cars is huge. It's there's some 50,000, you know, cars behind in terms of the backlog of manufactured cars. The newer cars are much different than the older cars. And so there's just a whole bunch to discuss here. But right now, the immediate issues, of course, are the citizens of Castleton.
Might have time for your question in about a half a minute. We'll continue on the other side of the break if we need to. But Mike Bismarck, go ahead for Congressman Kramer, quickly.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't aware to be a congressman there. That kind of puts a shift in my mindset. What I called out was the plausibility of this RICO Act being applied to this Obamacare rollout, because it sure sounds like some sort of teamwork against the people, and it's rather costly, which kind of correlates with the facts as well.
Good question, Mike. Hang on a second. We'll get you an answer. We're up against a break. I'll let you finish your question and get Congressman Kramer's response here in a moment if you just hang tight through the break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Scott Hannon, and it is cold outside. Just taking a look around the region at temperatures. We're talking Bismarck at this hour at 5 degrees below zero. And what's the cold spot? Cold spot in the state now looks like it's on the east. Grand Forks at 24 degrees below zero. Fargo's at 17 degrees below zero. Everything's minus.
It means it's warmed up in Grand Forks then. They must be breaking out the Bermudas and flip-flops right about now.
Do you remember that Tom Szymanski trick where you boil water and you put it in a glass and you throw it up in the air and it freezes the second it comes out of the glass?
You didn't actually try that yourself, did you?
Well, I do have a fifth grader in the family. And when you're 10, you think of those kind of things. So last night about 10, she said, Dad, let's boil some water. Go see if that works. So I said, I'm in.
Okay.
But I don't think it was cold enough. It was about 15 below, but it didn't, you know, a lot of steam, but it didn't really do the trick there. So I gotta get back on the
phone. It's only December 31st. We might have more opportunity to get that in.
It's a balmy 4 below in Williston right now, so that's the warm spot. Stanley at 11 below, 13 below Stanley, rather. Tioga at 11 below. Sydney, Montana is above zero. I mean, go to Sydney. It's tropical.
Well, actually, in Hettinger's at 2 above right now, so that's where it's really toasty.
Exactly right. Anyway, okay, we're continuing here with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Mike from Bismarck asked a question about the RICO Act. Anything else on your question regarding Obamacare for the Congressman, Mike?
Yeah, I was under the impression that any legitimate law must be ratified by Congress before it can be implemented, first of all. And the second kind of a hyphen addition to that is, why are laws written with words that are not found in a standard collegiate dictionary, which is accessible to the people who are supposed to abide these laws? And on top of that, why are we never notified of all the laws that are getting written? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, but they don't tell us what the heck they're doing up there writing all these laws that are really already covered by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You abide those, you ain't doing nothing wrong, in my humble opinion.
Well, Mike, one of the things I would say is, you know, God gave us 10 original ones. We haven't improved on them any by passing thousands of others. So you make an important point. With regard to, if I understand properly, and you might want to even elaborate a little bit for people on the RICO laws and what that references. That's a reference to racketeering laws. It you know, how does a law passed in the United States affect other countries, and how do other countries then, you know, influence laws back in our own country? And so I think your reference to ratification, and again, I'm just sort of reading between the lines here, is a reference to whether it's treaties or, you know, trade agreements or whatever. Does this not fall under the same category? And I think you what you're doing is you're raising another vulnerability that to this point anyway, rarely gets talked about. In the context of the Affordable Care Act, because the Affordable Care Act has had so many other vulnerabilities that have hit more closely to home for people. And let's not forget, you know, tomorrow it is full implementation of the law, except for the, you know, 25 things the president's, you know, changed, I guess, unilaterally, which raises, you know, some of your other points. And I think that one of the challenges we're finding in Congress right now is, as the only Republican-controlled chamber, being the House of Representatives, other than our regular and rigorous oversight through oversight hearings from multiple committees, including the Science, Space, and Technology Committee that I sit on, obviously the Ways and Means Committee that oversees tax policy, the Energy and Commerce Committee that oversees health care policy. You know, we have anywhere from 20 to 30, 35, 40 oversight hearings a week, many of them on Obamacare. There's no further implementation beyond what the House of Representatives does. And now we've had some victories lately in the courts, as you probably know, and they're not the major victories we were hoping for at one point. I think the religious liberties case that was won in Brooklyn here recently is, you know, is a breakthrough, certainly for Catholic charities and whatnot. But boy, Mike, the thing that is the most clear, most obvious to me, and I think to a lot of us, is that we have to win some more elections before we really get to turn this thing around. And in the meantime, we have to do all the disclosure, all of the, you know, the transparency we can on this. And a lot of it's happening in itself. I mean, Chris and I are classic examples. We're victims ourselves. Of course, we were thrown off of our health care program as a federal employee, or at least as a member of Congress. Other federal employees were not. And that's fine. I think it's appropriate that we live under the same laws that are passed, even if we were smart enough to vote against them. But we had to go on the D.C. exchange. Our rates, our premiums went up 300%. That's out of our pocket. That's not taxpayer subsidized. That's 300%. And we couldn't even get, by the way, here's an interesting thing, you guys. We could not even get the bronze plan, which the president somehow was able to get because of my position and my salary. We had to buy the gold plan. So we weren't even able to get a higher deductible and more affordable rates. So that's me. Oh, and by the way, in the meantime, since getting on it, I've received a letter stating that, you know, confirming that we're on the D.C. exchange. We've received new cards from the D.C. exchange, insurance cards, and four letters saying that I don't qualify for the D.C. exchange. So we're still not really sure on the eve of the new year. So I don't know. That's a lot of stuff under RICO, Mike. But if you had some specific thoughts on RICO, I'd be very interested.
We can't hear Mike. Just start again, Mike. What did you say?
So I understand that the whole darn thing was written initially by the insurance companies anyway. So with a 84 U.S.C. 42K command lawsuit, we go after these guys personally and start taking them to court and have them prove their legitimacy, because, like I said, I think any legitimate law is supposed to be ratified, and it's not overseas actions. And what they do over there shouldn't have any bearing on us over here, so why other countries' laws are having any impact on ours is just inconscionable to me. We're none of their business, and they're none of our business. If we keep our nose in our own pie, we would all eat better, to put it metaphorically.
I think Mike raises a very important point, and again, another vulnerability with regard to the influence, or outside influence, I guess, of our laws, and whether or not there's an actual violation. One of the things I will say that we found, remember the Nancy Pelosi line, the famous line, we have to pass it to see what's in it. One of the problems with what's in the Affordable Care Act, is passed by all Democrats, a Congress ago, is that it gave very broad authority to the administration, to the executive branch of government. We are suffering significantly from that.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a bunch. We're going to keep rolling here. I think it just personifies that people want the battle to continue on protecting them from Obamacare, whatever means necessary, right?
There's no question about that, and that is another means. And you know, the question becomes, who's going to do the suing? And there's going to be a lot of that, obviously, going on. But the biggest thing is that as people's rates continue to go up, as they continue to find out they don't have the health care coverage they thought they had, the real remedy will be at the next ballot box.
David Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer in a New Year's Eve edition of our Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, David.
I think in regard to this unfortunate incident in Castleton, it must be emphasized the involvement that Warren Buffett has in this situation, being the owner of Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and his on-the-record opposition to the pipeline in the first place, and the pipeline which is still awaiting approval. And I think it's reasonably safe to say that there's a good possibility that this incident wouldn't even have happened had that pipeline been in place. And there just has to be an ongoing dialogue about the pipeline, and there has to be more pressure upon this administration to get on the road to passing this thing.
David, you're right on point about the pipeline itself. Whether that would have avoided this incident is, you know, unclear, unknown, obviously never will be known, because even the Keystone XL only has 100,000 barrel capacity for North Dakota Bakken crude. That leaves several hundred thousand other barrels to be moved. However, and Warren Buffett's involvement, obviously he benefits, his railroad benefits, but that, you know, I don't know that I would go so far as to suggest that while his railroad benefits from a lack of pipelines, that he had any involvement in keeping the Keystone XL from being approved. That said, you're right, we need to keep the pressure on. And I was happy to be a co-sponsor of a bill that did pass the House of Representatives that declares the Keystone XL pipeline ready to go. All we need is the United States Senate to take it up, and every Republican supports it. A good 10 or better Democrats support the Keystone XL. In fact, I think 60 or more supported an amendment to the budget a couple of years ago that Senator Hovind had introduced. And so we need Harry Reid to take the doggone bill up. The bill is sitting in the Senate. It's ready for prime time. We just need some Democrat senators to encourage their leader, the leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, to bring the bill up for a vote, and then we can put it on the president's desk. Now, the president has it in his power to sign it anyway, and I'm surprised, frankly, the real pressure needs to come, I think, from the leadership in Canada on our president. He probably will tend to listen to them more than he does Republicans, and I think they need to negotiate hard as well and say, hey, Mr. President, we need this as a matter of our security and as well as your security.
Anything else, David?
No, I guess that's it. But this is emblematic of the kind of crony capitalism that's so rampant in D.C. these days. I do think that Warren Buffett was complicit in this situation, and I think these kind of things have to be recognized.
David raises a good point. It's a conspiracy theory that's been out there for quite some time. I would say it's for somebody like Warren Buffett and for, you know, his company, Berkshire Hathaway, that's so highly regulated. And by the way, as is the railroad, I mean, besides the SEC regulation, it would be extremely, extremely dangerous for them to be involved in something as outrageous as advocating at the White House level, regulations not permitting the Keystone XL pipeline. So,
a fifth grader could figure out that you don't have to even say anything. I mean, Warren Buffett doesn't have to call President Obama on the phone and say, hey, you know, if you slow walk that Keystone XL pipeline, BNSF will make X amount more dollars every day you delay it, right? I mean, so you don't even have to have it be any kind of grand conspiracy, it just is kind of common sense. So I hear you, David, and certainly a fact that the beneficiary of the delay in the pipeline is the rail line, and that'd be Warren Buffett and company. Appreciate the call, David. Thank you very much. We had a caller earlier suggest more regulation would solve this. I want you to address that when we come back. We also want to talk about big news for North Dakota, landing that UAS facility. We're going to talk about that. Congressman Kramer and Senators Hovind and Heitkamp were in Grand Forks yesterday for that announcement. When we continue on the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind, don't touch that dial, friends. Happy New Year.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Give it KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. John from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question.
Don, why do farmers feed corn to cows when it could be used for people instead?
People eat sweet corn, and although a cow would probably eat sweet corn too, they're fed field corn. Field corn is also used to make ethanol, oils, syrups, and even vitamins, paints, and plastics. Some people say feeding corn to cattle is unnatural, but if you put a cow in a pen with a choice of corn or grass, it will choose the corn. Corn-fed means that the animal eats a nutritionally balanced corn ration for a few months before they enter the food chain. Cattle spend most of their lives eating grass.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do.
Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
By the way, I want to remind you that we'll be telling you more in the coming days about the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Farm and Ranch Conference, which is coming up in Minot, about a month away. Circle February 1 through 3 on your calendar and check out ndfb.org for more information about that. Continuing now with Congressman Kevin Cramer, it's the Talk Radio Town Hall, we have another call, a comment on the situation at Castleton with a suggestion for you, Congressman.
Congressman Cramer, I'd like to see this explosion in Castleton exploited for the conservative benefit, and I think a great way to do that would be to run some ads with the big fireball exploding and the grandmothers getting evacuated out of the senior center at midnight. Some crying babies, people trying to carry their little poodle or their kitty to the car at night with a flashlight and get out of town at 20 below zero and all that. And then at the end, have a picture of President Obama on there and say, this could all be avoided if we would have the Keystone Pipeline. Now, whether it's true or not does not matter, but the impact would be excellent. The RNC needs to go on the offensive and not be so defensive. Thank you for your service, sir. Bye-bye.
There is a sad indictment on the truth in advertising and political advertisements. Whether it's true or not, don't worry about it. Just get the point is with the other side do that, I guess, is what he's saying. What do you think of his suggestion?
As I was listening to it, I was thinking, I think I've seen that ad maybe in the context of other issues a number of times, including perhaps used against me. I think he's raising an interesting point, and I think he's probably correct to for the most part in terms of the ad's effectiveness. And while the specific details might be somewhat sketchy, there's certainly a point in all of it. I'm not sure an ad is actually required in this case. I think it's so obvious that perhaps people can draw their own conclusions from it. But I'll take the suggestion and fly it up the flagpole when I get back to Washington.
Quickly, if you would, on regulation, Carol or Jim in Minot sends a note. The Keystone XL is not a safe alternative. Opponents of it say 2% of the product would leak out. What sense does it make to ship Canadian crude across our entire country? That is a big part of the problem. And then somebody earlier called and said, we just need more regulation. That's why this stuff happens. I want to go quickly on that because I still want to get to the UASs, but what would you say to folks that say that?
First of all, Jim is completely, I appreciate his position. His position is he's anti-fossil fuels, and they're using the means of transportation as the way to eliminate fossil fuels and over-regulation of transportation. The fact of the matter is pipelines are the most safe and efficient way to move crude oil. We're grateful for rail and truck as well as alternatives, but pipelines are the solution, not the problem. And with regard to regulation, I don't think there's going to be any doubt. No one will be surprised that when we get back to Washington, people are going to want to increase some regulatory oversight and perhaps some greater regulations, specifically on the design of tanker cars, as an example. And again, we don't know what the specific cause of this derailment was or why Bakken crude explodes, as an example. But the new standards for new tanker cars are quite rigorous. And, whether or not there'll be regulations that require a certain standard, require certain material, double layering, all those kinds of things that come into play, who knows? But my hope is that even before any new regulations, that industry responds appropriately, and I think we're going to see that. But,
all right, we only have a minute left, but I do want to get your take on the big news yesterday of Grand Forks being selected by the FAA as one of six drone testing sites in the U.S. Is this a coup? Or do you heed the concerns of the critics who just don't like UAS vehicles?
Well, regardless of how you feel about UAS and how it's going to be developed and how airspace is going to be integrated with unmanned vehicles, it's going to happen. I think North Dakota is the best place for that research to take place, and I think it's a coup for northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota.
I give a lot of credit, I think the bulk of the credit, to John Holden, who had this vision 8 years ago when he was governor and authored the legislation that required the FAA to pick six test sites and drew the legislation in such a way that Grand Forks had a very good shot at it, and rightfully so. So I share concerns about privacy, but privacy concerns are not confined to a particular technology, whether it's on cell phones or landlines or, you know, satellites. NSA, the internet, whatever, unmanned vehicles are just one more technology. We want to develop it in an ethical way, and I think North Dakota is the perfect place to do that. So,
all right, well,
we're going to see lots of investment in the Grand Forks region as a result of this decision.
Every corner of North Dakota is booming from decisions like this. Pretty amazing.
It's cool to be us.
Have a blessed family weekend with that wedding. Travel safely. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Happy New Year, Scott. Thank you.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in our Talk Radio Town Hall. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnan. God bless you, folks. We're back on Thursday live from Frisco, Texas, right here.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?